Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 26, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. KIB to launch biometric payment cards using Zwipe. Kuwait International Bank has announced that it will launch a biometric payment card based on Zwipe's platform, under the Visa Infinite Black package. Zone & Co. acquires Infinite Cloud. US-based Zone & Company has acquired Australia-based Infinite Cloud to expand its presence across the UK, Australia, New Zealand and Canada. Berlin Group offers support for new European payment schemes. The Berlin Group has announced full standard support and coverage of payment schemes and corporate bank customers' requirements on use cases and services. Bluestone Mortgages partners with Experian. Bluestone Mortgages has partnered with Experian to launch an open banking solution, enabling brokers to get automated lending decisions. UniCredit and MasterCard expand payments partnership. Pan-European bank UniCredit has expanded its partnership with MasterCard to bring innovation in the payment space with a fully equipped card. CaixaBank's new app that enables payment acceptance on mobile phones. Spain-based financial group CaixaBank has launched Smartphone TPV, an app that enables businesses to accept card payment from their mobile phones. Everywhere and Sunbit launch pay over time solution. US-based fintech Everywhere has partnered with Sunbit to make the pay over time integration available in pay by text form for convenient, quick, and safe payment processing. NeutronPay partners with Bitnob to improve cross-border payments. Canada-based NeutronPay has partnered with African Lightning Payments company Bitnob to improve cross-border payments. Verify VASP joins the Global Lay System as a validation agent. The Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation, GLEIF, has announced that Singapore-based Verify VASP joined the Global Lay System as a validation agent. Bitfinex partners Orion X to promote financial inclusion. Digital token trading platform Bitfinex has partnered with Chile-based Orion X to promote financial inclusion in Latin America. U.S. Congress members demand PayPal end ban on Palestinian businesses. 11 members of U.S. Congress have written a letter demanding that PayPal ends its ban of providing service to Palestinians. EBA Day 2023, Digital Euro on Unsteady Ground. A final decision is yet to be made about the issuing of a digital euro by the European Central Bank, ECB. The earliest a CBDC could be released would be 2026, but as it becomes more of a reality, more concerns are being raised. UniCredit and MasterCard extend payments partnership. UniCredit and MasterCard today announce a global expansion of their payment partnership. Reserve Bank of Australia tests 14 CBDC use cases in pilot. Today, the Reserve Bank, in collaboration with the Digital Finance Cooperative Research Center, DFCRC, demonstrated the selected organizations exploring potential use cases and economic benefits of a central bank digital currency, CBDC, in Australia with a live demonstration. AI regulation draws attention of G7 officials. G7 national officials will meet in Japan on the 30th of May to discuss challenges posed by generative AI tools like ChatGPT. Gulf Binance granted digital asset licenses in Thailand. Gulf Binance Company, Limited, Gulf Binance, has been granted digital asset operator licenses by the Thailand Ministry of Finance through the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in Thailand. Gulf Binance is a joint venture between Binance and Gulf Innova Company, Limited. Gulf, following a 2022 agreement between the two organizations to set up a digital asset exchange in Thailand. Having secured these licenses, Gulf Binance will be able to operate as a digital asset exchange and digital asset broker and is set to launch in Thailand in the fourth quarter of 2023. ESRB publishes report on policy options to stem crypto and DeFi risks. The European Systemic Risk Board, ESRB, has today published a report outlining the systemic implications of crypto markets and proposing policy options to address the risks stemming from crypto assets and decentralized finance, DeFi. Five ways to protect your financial institution from a cyberattack. While the financial services industry has long been a preferred target of cyber criminals, the threat of cyberattacks against financial institutions has never been higher. Fifth Third Bank acquires Rize Money, an embedded payment platform. U.S.-based Fifth Third Bank has acquired Rize Money, an embedded payment platform specializing in developing financial infrastructure and risk management. Identity augments June's customer onboarding with identity verification. RegTech Identity has partnered with rental services company June to ensure a seamless applicant onboarding flow while effectively detecting fraud for June's customer base. Polymesh integrates with the Naya One ecosystem. Switzerland-based Polymesh has announced its integration with the Naya One ecosystem to allow financial institutions to leverage blockchain technology. Sam Altman's World Coin Project raises $115 million. Sam Altman's Tools for Humanity has raised $115 million for WorldCoin, its effort to build an identity and financial network by giving away free crypto tokens to people who agree to get their irises scanned. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.